third parak of Machshirin, third Mishnah, Arayta Paschama, Nosna Pichovish Shel Yayim. The person took a hot loaf of bread out of the oven and he put it on the top opening of a jug of wine. Rabbi Meir Mitame, talking about the bread was not made with water, because it was made with water, it's already most of the Kabbal Tumah. It was made with fruit juices, let's say apple juice, natural apple juice. So it's not Moksha the Kabbal Tumah. And now the question is, if the fact that wine is going to also seep into it, is that considered a Hechsher? So Rabbi Meir says it's Tumah. In other words, it's Moksha the Kabbal Tumah, because wine gets absorbed into it. Or if the wine is tummy, then it will be matar of the bread. Rabbi Yehuda matar, he holds that vapor that may come between the two is not enough to be considered that the wine actually got mixed into the bread. Rabbi Yehuda matar, v'shal chitim matar, v'shal soyim, soyim shavos. He says, if the bread is made of wheat on top, then it absorbs less. It's made out of barley, absorbs more. So if it's made out of barley, we treat the absorbed wine flavorings enough to be considered a wine liquid, will be mashed in the Kabbal Tumah. But if it's made out of wheat, according to Rabbi Yosef, the absorption is not enough to be halachically qualified as a liquid that's going to be mashed in the Kabbal Tumah.